Chris was earning a degree in animal science from Kansas State University, but he felt a call to explore the world and help others. That heavenly nudge had him leaving the Sunflower State for adventures around the globe. His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Chris Meyergird was a kid from Kansas looking for a job in agriculture.
Studied at Kansas State University. I was there for 5 years, actually. Studied animal science. I completed that degree and was looking originally to get a job in the meat industry, getting into sales. I had a job offered to me, but the Lord had a different path for me.
But alongside his studies in agriculture at Kansas State, he was serving others.
I was doing spring break trips where I'd go and work with the poor in Washington, D.C., went to Mexico one spring break. And then also one summer, I did some international service work in the Middle East, in Jordan, and was a program with my university.
He completed his degree, but felt a nudge to do more service work. He soon found himself on a plane for another adventure.
After I graduated from college, I made my way to South America, where I had entered into a position as a missionary. They sent me down to a place in Bolivia, in Santa Cruz.
Perhaps he knew this trip would be different when he was picked up by a volunteer at the airport and their car was involved in an accident before he ever reached his home away from home.
We stopped and turned around. There was this bumper in the middle of the intersection. I'm like, what in the world just happened? All of a sudden, Paula gets out and she opens the door and she says, just stay here. I got to make sure the police don't get involved. I'm like, make sure the police don't get involved. Are they supposed to get involved? Well, she knew how things worked.
It was an interesting experience to begin his time in Bolivia. But oh, what an adventure he still had in store, because you'll be amazed at what he's doing today. It's next time, as we travel the countryside in New Rochelle, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.